This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Standing Up, Truth and Fiction. It's been many minutes since I have run into Ellen Bravo, but I welcome the chance to do so again, this time on Wade's World. Ellen has been in the work for decades, coming to wide attention when she was the director of 9 to 5, the National Association of Working Women, for a decade after the movie that also advanced their work. She more recently had helped found and direct an organization called Family Values at Work, advocating for child care, paid family leave, and paid sick days, often successfully. The excuse for our conversation was a book she'd recently written with her husband, Larry Miller, titled Standing Up, Tales of Struggle. These are two lifelong activists. Miller more recently has been a teacher in Milwaukee and one of the editors of the Rethinking Education newsletter, which is an invaluable resource for organizers and others contending with education issues in our schools. Knowing that and reading the title, most readers would think they're about to read case studies of actions and organizing, but they would only be about half right. Standing Up is actually a novel, but a different kind of novel. Many of the stories are based on factual events. The two main characters are, interestingly, and maybe for some of us who know them even uncomfortably, based on Ellen and Larry. The conversations don't claim to be verbatim, obviously. Other characters are composites. Some of the tales were theirs, and others came out of their organizing experiences. Their strategy and hope was that presenting these stories of their life and work in the form of a novel might plant some seeds in readers who might not have come to them otherwise on the usual bookstore shelves, and thereby missing what they teach about daring to struggle and daring to win. Tim Sherrard, their publisher at Hardball Press, has been a master of this strategy, to his credit as well. The title story in many ways says it all. Standing Up was a brilliant tactic devised by a group of women workers in a call center, which could have been anywhere. They were tethered to their headsets, switchboards, and computer screens throughout their shifts and so closely monitored by their supervisors that getting the least break was often a struggle in itself. A few of the women, dissatisfied with these working conditions, decided that after being almost literally chained to their desks, that they would all stand up for a minute. They would still be working, headsets fired up, and handling customer service, but by damn, they would stand up for a change. The few were joined by many, a majority of the 150 workers. Management went crazy, of course, not because this was against any formal rule, since the bosses had never imagined this situation, but because of the power and solidarity involved. No spoiler alert here, because just through that collective action, we all know that they've won and changed that workplace forever, no matter. I always say that I don't put sugar in the coffee, but Bravo and Miller have sweetened the coffee well in these stories and arrived at a good time and hopefully find welcome readers. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.